Stop 7. Tree homes. As you leave the fern grotto, you may notice that the ground feels different underfoot. You are now on higher ground in a drier woodland with a mixture of white pines, oaks, and beech trees.
Many animals make their homes in trees. The most familiar is probably a bird's nest, the robin's nest secured on the branch, or a woodpecker family nestled into a tree hole. But many other animals rely on trees for shelter. Raccoons search for larger holes in which to raise their families. Squirrels make huge leafy nests known as a dray in the forks of trees. During cold winter months, squirrels may share a dray to stay warm. Just right of the marker, there is a sample of a bird's nest. Can you feel the size and shape? What do you think the bird used to construct this nest? Does it feel rough and twiggy, or smooth like mud?
You have completed the rope-guided section of the sensory trail. To exit the trail and return to the visitor center, take 9 steps directly across the open section of the guide system to find the rope again. With the rope on your right side, you can exit the sensory trail. As this section of the trail ends, you can visit 2 additional stops that are not part of the guided trail. They are located along the gravel path leading back to the visitor's center. The first is at our nectar garden on the left side of the gravel path. The second discusses our solar panels and can be found on the right side along the split rail fence just before you reach the pergola seating area.